Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
The Land Development Agency was set up only 4 years ago or so to turn state-owned land into affordable homes. It's set to become the biggest single house builder in Ireland, with its biggest project thus far in Shangana near Bray set to come on stream very soon. And it has just resubmitted a planning application on large sites in Dundrum. But its future may be in jeopardy, as Sinn Féin has said this week that it would scrap the LDA in order to speed up house building. John Coleman is the chief executive of the Land Development Agency and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
Remind us what the purpose of the LDA is.
Well, the purpose of the LDA is to take state-owned land and other land to make sure that it gets delivered as affordable housing. We do that in two primary ways. So we work with local authorities and state-owned bodies to release land for the development of affordable housing. And we've about 20 sites that we're advancing through various stages of the development process at the moment, be it from in design to in planning to actually many sites under construction also. The other thing that we do is we work with the private sector, house builders in the private sector, where they're stuck on large-scale lands, to work out how they can get those sites going and under construction for development of affordable housing as well. So they're the two primary channels.
OK, now, without getting political, is your agency long for this world if Sinn Féin lead the government next year?
We think so. We think we've an awful lot to offer. We've built up a critical mass now and a momentum that we think is difficult and doesn't make sense to do anything to interrupt that momentum. We've 200 staff that do nothing but think about and deliver housing all day long and totally focused on that, which is a key factor. And it's hard to assemble an organisation like that. But also, most critically, we have a number of development projects that are actually under construction, about to go into construction or will be in construction in the very near term. So that's a really good momentum. I think it's going to make a meaningful difference. As you mentioned, the LDA is on track to be the largest house producer in the country within the next couple of years. So we think that's a major asset for the state, and that's how we would set out our stall to anyone that's in government.
I suppose one of the criticisms levelled at your agency is the delivery time schedules, which is often out of your control. Are you guys on or off schedule when it comes to the delivery of the lands formerly controlled by local authorities or the government?
I think a really good example of that is Shangana Castle, which, as you mentioned, is going to be released very soon. Actually, the first phase of that, it's a 600-home scheme. The first 300 homes will be released later on this month, completed. So that's about 5 years into the LDA's existence. When you consider that for a site that scale, which is massive, it has 700 people working on it full-time, day in, day out, it takes about 5 to 6 years to produce that. 3 years of that in a build programme. That leaves about 2 years to design up the scheme, to consult with communities, to get planning permission, to procure a contractor and to get on site. So you can quickly understand how it takes that length of time to deliver these sites. I understand that there's a frustration in the public and with elected representatives that we need things to happen quicker in housing. The reality is that's how long it takes, but we're well within those timeframes. Sometimes we can't control things, like, say, for instance, you might get a judicial review or a legal challenge on a site, but we're doing everything that we can to expedite delivery, and we'd be very much in line with the market. This doesn't just apply to the LDA, this applies to other market developers as well. And in fact, the LDA's trajectory in terms of scale will be on a similar trajectory in terms of timeframes to the largest house builders in the country.
Have you been approached by individuals who said that they would go away if they received monetary compensation, as in they would drop their objection?
No, we haven't, Joe. I think the reality is the LDA, being a public body, is very transparent, very open. We don't have bags of cash that we have lying in the safe to offer people to go away. So that's not how we deal. That's never how we can deal with things. We haven't experienced that, although
you've read of other people have had that.
Yes,
problem.
Yeah. I would be aware that there have been other situations, some of them well publicised actually over the past couple of years, that where that has happened, which I think is abhorrent. But the LDA, being a public body, typically wouldn't get approached for that type of thing.
Okay. You've already talked about Shangana. Another major site that you control is the former Central Mental Hospital in Dundrum. And that has been tied up in judicial reviews as well, including by one individual, Mark Leonard, who has blocked the building of the site even because he's a neighbour. What's happening there?
So we received about a year ago planning permission for about 852 homes on that site. On the last day that one could lodge a judicial review, a judicial review is lodged. We consulted extensively with the local community to deliver a scheme that was inclusive to the local community, with about 3 hectares of open space that would be publicly accessible. Unfortunately, we just received one complaint from an individual. No challenges from community groups or anything like that. But look, the people are entitled to take judicial reviews. That's their prerogative. But it set us back in terms of timeframes and has delayed us for sure. And I can't imagine anywhere that is in more need of affordable homes than the Dundrum area itself. So that was disappointing. However, we dusted ourselves off and we're challenging the legal action in the courts, but we're also taking a twin track approach to lodge a new planning application in conjunction with the local authority
for more houses than you were granted permission for originally.
That's correct. So the footprints of the buildings haven't changed, but the internal configuration has changed. We've got more efficiency to allow us to get more homes in there. So we've 934 homes that we've applied for there, and if we get planning permission through on that, say early next year, we could be putting diggers on that site in towards the end of 2025.
Does Ireland have a NIMBY problem?
Without referencing any particular situation, in a general sense, again, people are totally entitled to take actions and to take challenges against planning permissions. In my opinion, sometimes those challenges are motivated by the lack of a desire to have a new building close to them. They might feel that existing services are under pressure or that there's not simply enough space to accommodate more population in the area. So I think sometimes that is the motivation. That's my personal belief, but that's not referencing our situation or any other. But in a general sense, I think that can be the case.
Have you heard of the acronym BANANA?
I'd be delighted to be enlightened on that.
That is build absolutely nothing anywhere near anything.
Well, look, that's like NIMBYism plus one, isn't it? So it doesn't surprise me.
John, thank you very much for coming in. That's John Coleman, the Chief Executive of the Land Development Agency.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.